USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Two Colorado paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain. He was a young black man who was stopped by police, tackled, then put in a chokehold, and administered ketamine by paramedics, leading to his death. On Friday, a jury found the two paramedics guilty of criminally negligent homicide, marking the third and final trial after two officers were acquitted and one convicted in connection to the incident. The convictions highlight the legal consequences surrounding McClain's tragic death. In health news, it always seems like there's something out to get us. Laura Winters reports.
In USA News for Your Health, a new coronavirus subvariant spreading that you are likely to hear a lot about. It's called JN1. The CDC estimates it's responsible for a percentage of many of the new cases in our country. Doctors say there is no evidence it causes more severe disease and that current tests and treatments are reportedly effective.
According to a new report from Human Rights Watch, pro-Palestinian content is allegedly facing systematic censorship on Instagram and Facebook, with Meta's policies accused of silencing voices supporting Palestinians through a wave of heightened censorship. The advocacy group documented over 1,500 instances of takedowns and content suppression by Meta, stating that the company's inconsistent and enforcement of its policies led to the erroneous removal of content related to Palestine. The report raises concerns about the impact of censorship on free expression of views surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As holiday travelers take to the roads this weekend, they are encountering average gas prices of $3.12, which remains largely stable compared to Friday and slightly higher than the national average a week ago, reported at $3.07 by AAA. Drivers in Texas and Oklahoma are experiencing the lowest prices at $2.69, and California retains the nation's highest prices at an average of $4.59 per gallon. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
President Biden has signed an $886 billion defense policy bill into law, which incorporates a 5.2% pay raise for service members and increases the nation's total national security budget by 3%. The legislation also allocates $300 million in aid for Ukraine, falling considerably short of the $61 billion requested by Biden for Ukraine's defense against Russian invasion. Republicans declined to authorize aid for Ukraine unless Democrats consented to substantially get tougher on immigration laws. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays.
Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing numbers of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. COVID hospitalizations in New York State alone have shown a steady rise, with over 2,200 reported this week compared to 1,200 during the Thanksgiving holiday period. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal authorities are noting a record number of migrants at the U.S. southern border, with Homeland Security reporting a 7-day average of over 9,600 migrant encounters in December, among the highest ever recorded. Border authorities are apprehending migrants at a record daily level, with over 10,000 unlawfully crossing the border daily in the last few days, according to CNN. The situation underscores the ongoing challenges and pressures faced by border control agencies. Tonight's Powerball jackpot worth $620 million. With a one-time cash payout of $310.8 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.